we're back, baby.
Oh, we're so back. We're so back.
All the doom and gloom from the Lost episode, mm-hmm. like that's
a week
all
ago.
Gone.
Yeah.
Now it's crazy everything how it just we thought changes. Is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a new man, and they're a new
that's
team.
Right. That's right. That's right. In fact, Tottenham stormed back against Villa this Sunday after the visitors opened the scoring on a daft or deft set piece, depending on who you aft. But Unai Emery didn't get to his birthday wish after all, as Sonny crossed in for Brennan Johnson to tap home early in the second half. Solanke then scored twice in 5 minutes on two flowing counterattacks, and Madison, coming in off the bench, capped off the win with a lethal free kick in stoppage time. Come on, you Spurs.
Solanke is so lanky, but like he uses it to his advantage.
He is so lanky.
Yeah.
And Dominic is, damn, I'm thick. Like he's lanky, but stout, if that makes sense.
And
he's
John
got long
stout.
Limbs.
Yeah. Tell me about the yellow ball. Is that normal or did I just never realize it? The ball was yellow.
It was yellow. I don't know. I don't think that's always, but it seems to
weird.
Be fine. Yeah. I think they don't mind.
Yeah.
For them, they play with so many different soccer balls or footballs, as they might call them.
That's unique to that. Imagine blue baseballs, green basketballs. I mean, you can't just do that in any other sport.
Right. They don't ever use just the classic black and white one, do they?
Oh, that's
you
the,
don't see that.
The octagons. That's like what we grew up watching.
Right. Yeah.
Now they were all that. Yellow.
No, in the Premier League, they kind of just play, you know, everybody brings a ball and they look at them. And they're like, oh, this one looks pretty good. Sometimes they'll accidentally play with like a youth ball.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've seen them play an entire half with a beach ball.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Was that the day FA they Cup. Scored 40 points?
That's right.
I saw them play with a bowling ball and everyone injured themselves.
So tell me how much of this game you saw, because last time you hadn't even, you saw the highlights. Okay.
Yeah.
Last time you didn't even look at the highlights. Tell me what you thought.
Because they lost 1-0. So like what are the highlights that
what
I'm
highlight
looking for
there? Would there
yeah.
be? Yeah. And there weren't any highlights. I think
no,
that's
not
actually
for the first
fair.
Half. Yeah.
This game, and this was a tale of two halves yet again.
Always.
I didn't think that Villa necessarily looked like the better team in the first half. It just seemed like it was a pretty open game. Nobody was doing a ton with their chances. Villa maybe looked a little more threatening, but I wasn't concerned until they had the corner, because the corners always concerned me, especially when they're crowding the box like that.
Yeah. You mean the corner that they scored on?
Yeah, when they scored on the corner. And that was a problem.
It was just a crowd of people. I couldn't even tell what the hell happened in that goal.
It hasn't been an issue as much this year, because I think they tried to address it and the referees are like calling a little bit more. But we got scored on a ton in situations exactly like this last year. And it's basically the whole entire team crowds into the 6-yard box, like right in front
of
the goal.
Is that legal?
Yeah, that's fine. And then they also kind of commit two players to just harassing our goalie, which is not legal, but for some reason it seems like a weird loophole. They're like, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of jockeying, but somebody is just literally standing right on top of our goalkeeper, and their entire job is to prevent him from getting to the ball to like punch it out or to claim it, which flusters Vicario, especially. Like other
too
goalies
many people
are just
near him.
Yeah, I think they mentioned it on this episode, but Emi Martinez or episode in this game, Emi Martinez
on this
the goalie
episode
for
of Hotspurs,
the goalie for Villa, they kind of did this like the corner came in and he just jumped. He's bigger than everybody. He bodies everybody out. He jumps out, grabs it strong both hands, and Vicario when he's in there, he just starts like flailing around. And sure enough, he flailed around. The ball got flicked on. He got flustered, and they just buried in the back of the net.
But if the entire team, if the opposing team, Aston Villa, Villa or Villa?
Villa.
Aston Villa. If they're all really close to the goal, can't you move every hot Spurs player away from the goal, and then that would be offsides? Like, they could only be there because you're there. You get to dictate.
No,
because
they wouldn't be. They're still behind the ball because the ball is coming in from the corner.
Oh, so you can be offsides on a corner kick. There's no offsides.
Well, you can't be offside. You couldn't be in front of the ball, but they wouldn't be in front of the ball.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I don't think you can be offsides on a corner like that.
Damn it, my fucking idea.
It's a solid idea.
It's a great solid idea.
I think the better idea would just be to, like, people were talking about last year, Vicario should just fall down. Like, if he feels any contact,
right,
he should fall down. Yeah, and then they'll, like, if they score, they review it. They're like, oh, yeah, somebody, like, pushed him, and he fell down, and they weren't. It's one thing if they push him when they're, like, moving towards the ball, I think, but if you know, there's people that are just backing into him away from the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have to address it. It's ugly. But let's not focus on that. Let's not focus on that at all.
Second half, 4 goals for the home team.
Yeah. What did you make of the highlights in that regard?
They bent it like Beckham for sure. Mm-hmm. Starting with Son, who did a nice lefty bend it like Beckham. I mean, that was just a real banana kick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that went they call around that a few cross. Defenders. Yeah,
that's right.
That was incredible.
Yeah, and that's his first game back from injury too. When he got subbed off, I don't know if they showed this in the highlights, but he got subbed off shortly after that, and he's just like aghast. He's like, me. And then he comes off and he's like so pissed. He's yelling. And you never really see him like that. So it's kind of, you know, first of all, I love that. I love his passion. I love Ange's dedication to keeping him healthy.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of people would have said like, wow, you can't, he was our best player on the pitch at when he got subbed off. And we still scored after.
Why did he get subbed off?
I think to manage the injury that he had. Didn't want to overcommit him.
Yeah.
And then the two Solanke goals, I thought each one more beautiful than the last. And he actually had a chance before that, too.
There was one where he ran into the net, which is always a cool move.
Yeah, yeah.
You love to see the ball. You right. score, too. If the ball scores, I score with the ball.
Right. Stop me. You can't stop me, and thus you can't stop the ball.
Yeah. And now you're both in there. And the goalie can't have that. He can't like to see an opposing player with the ball in the net. Never a good look.
Yeah, and Emi Martinez like is a World Cup winner. He's one of the best goalies in the world, but he just got shook this game.
One of the crosses like went through like an Aston Villa like defender's legs. I'm like, did he know that the leg opening was going to be there? It seems like that's you just sort of cross and hope for the best.
Yeah, I think you just cross and you hope for the best. But you kind of know. I mean, there's just instinctual things like when you're going to ground, you're going to open your legs up to try to stop the ball.
Yeah.
But like maybe the person hitting it is going to kick the most direct path. But you also see, you never see the highlights of these crosses being stopped or claimed for corners and all that stuff. And that happens a ton too.
Right. That happens more often than not, which makes the through the legs thing so extremely cool. Like one guy's legs or maybe two guys' legs even?
I think it was through two. Yeah, it was very crowded. It might have been in front of one and through another. But yeah, you love to see these.
The only
tough one was on Richarlison's incredible assist, unselfish. Richarlison had gotten subbed on for Sonny, and he's also just coming back from injury. And he, after that assist, limped off, injured, did his hammy.
God, that's going to happen.
Yeah, you hate to see it. Like, sometimes, like, Romero also came off injured, but he kind of, like, took off his shoe. He was mad. He was, like, holding his toe. And it's like, okay, that could maybe be just, like, you know,
yeah,
he
like
hurt
my
his
foot
toe.
Foot hurts.
That could be okay. I mean, he could have also broken his foot, which would be bad. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, it happened to Van de Ven last week. They just, like, pull up, and they're just, like, holding their hamstring. You're like, all right. That's a month without our best player. And we should talk about the game that the game that Van de Ven hurt his hammy in was the win in the Carabao Cup against City. Did you see that?
I saw the result, and it seemed like nobody really cared. Like, did Man City like not play its best players? Why was that not a huge deal?
It was a huge deal. That was their first loss of the season.
Were they trying their hardest? Were they playing their best players? What? Why? Or because it's a Carabao Cup, it meant less.
They didn't play their. I mean, they played a lot of their best players. They have some injuries. They didn't play Haaland, which you know that's he's the best player.
He's the GOAT.
You know, but they had Foden in there. They had Stones in there. They had their. I mean, and they played some of their young guys, but their young guys are also the best players.
Yeah.
Like they just have all of the best players. They're not supposed to lose. And
right.
Tottenham also, I guess we started our favorite three up front. Or no, we didn't. We started our third string winger up front. We started Werner up front and he opened the scoring. Sonny didn't play. Sonny was injured. Van de Ven came off early with an injury. So yeah, I don't think either of us played like a fully fit, fully healthy A team squad.
Yeah,
maybe Tottenham wanted to win a little bit more, but it seemed like, I mean, they were up 2-0 and then they just held that lead. That's a tough thing to do against City. Just kept on coming,
which goes with what we've been saying all the time. They can beat the best team and lose to the worst team, and
yeah,
you just never know what you're gonna get on any given weekend.
Yeah, Villa is another one of the best teams. They're unbeaten in Champions League football right now. I think they were 3 or 4 or something like that going into this weekend. They beat us out for a Champions League place last year. So like losing to Palace, they're giving them their first victory and then beating City and Villa.
Yeah.
That's just supporting Tottenham for you.
So then the Reddit is like, we're back, or they're like, no, I'm still skeptical, or like, why do we lose it all if we can beat these great teams?
It really depends what stats you look at, because like you can look at just the Premier League and from the second half of last season and you're like, wow, we've gotten like 44 points from our last 20 games or something. And it's like, all right, well, you're taking into account 10 really shitty games from the end of last year, not just this year. And then you could also be like, okay, looking at our last 10 games, not from the Premier League, but including the European competitions and the Carabao Cup, and we're 11 wins or 9 wins from 11 games, and we're actually really, really good. You can cherry pick whichever stat. But I think if you look at just the performances this year, we are the top goal scoring team in
the
Premier League.
Yeah.
22 goals. The next best is Man City at 21 goals. So
that should honestly be
like everything.
If we're going to get rid of the playoffs, forget the fucking record
goal
either.
Yeah.
How many times did you score this year? That's the champion.
Yeah. I agree. I couldn't agree more.
A team golden goal boot, whatever the fuck they call it.
Yeah. So I think they've
let up 38 goals, which is not good.
Of course, you don't want nobody scored against Tottenham. They're the highest team scored against. That might actually be true.
It is kind of like the Indiana Pacers in basketball. They're just like, we'll not play any defense, but we'll try to score 135 points per game and see what happens.
Yeah, that's really outscoring is all that matters. If Ange lets them score 4, we have to just score 5. Let me see what their schedule is coming up, because I mean we got through a pretty tough stretch just there with City, then Villa. Our next, so we have a Europa League game this Thursday, against Galatasaray.
Okay, so you know, 5-0,
right? And that's honestly, at this point would be fine, because we haven't lost yet in the Europa League. It'd be great if we just kept on winning,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're pretty comfortable in there. We're gonna get out of the group stage, and then we have Ipswich Town. That's a newly promoted team. Then of course we have City away, but that's not until after the international break. So we might have some of our injured guys back then.
I mean. Yeah. You might as well enjoy the victories and the defeats, because you never know what's going to happen with this team. The stakes aren't that high, because it's not like they're fighting for like the number one spot where you literally can't lose a game.
Well, you know, now actually the results this weekend really went our way. I don't know if you saw any of the other ones, but So Man City lost, Chelsea drew, Arsenal lost, and Villa, of course, lost. So these are all teams that are above us. Top team, Liverpool, has 25 points. We have 16. We're okay. Only 2 points away from the teams in fourth. Fourth, fifth, and sixth are all on 18 points.
Don't do this, man. You're giving yourself hope. Like, you can't get into it. Like, now you're going to start to believe, and they're going to lose to Ipswich Town, and you're going to be like, damn it, we could have had it. And now you're disappointed again. You have to just enjoy the ride.
We've had some really, really dumb losses. I keep on talking about it, but you give us a win or draw at Brighton, which we should have had. We should have at least had a draw. You give us a win against Palace, which we really should have had because it's Palace.
Of course.
And then, of course, we let in a pretty dumb goal against Leicester that ended in a draw. So we should have another 2 points. We really should have another, like, at least 6 points right now. And if we had that, we'd be sitting really pretty in third.
Yeah. So I guess if every time they lost or just draw, they would win or draw. Like, that's the difference. Well, of course. The season.
But you know, these were all really, really silly point droppings. We have not played Liverpool yet. We have not played Chelsea. We have not played City. We have to have some, like,
buffer.
Yeah, but we don't.
No.
But
this is like the election when you want to be comfortably ahead before the big dumps from the cities that you're going to win come in.
Right, exactly.
They didn't build up enough of a dump.
Yeah, we didn't. But also, I think I'm putting a lot of stake in the Carabao, in the FA Cup, in the Europa League. These are places where we're really excelling, and we have a good chance to win a trophy this year, which is what I want more than anything.
Which trophy is that?
I mean, any of them. League, I would take. Carabao, I would take. FA, I would kill for.
Right. Any cup will do.
Any cup will do. We haven't won anything in a very long time. I'd like to win the league, but that seems like a next year thing.
Yeah, you don't have to get too greedy. You start low, build up. You got to get close. What happens if you finish second? I feel like that should be worth a damn. You're really not getting anything for that. That's more impressive than an FA Cup.
No, it's not. I don't think it is. Depending on where you finish.
It's not regarded as high, but I think it's more impressive, like, to finish second for the whole season.
To finish second would be really good, but as long as you finish top four, it depends on who you beat. It depends on how far behind somebody else you are. Like, finishing second, I would be more proud if, like, oh, good, that means we knocked Arsenal out of the top four or something.
Yeah.
Like, you want to have done something with your finish.
Also, when are they going to just lean into their pure American capitalist tendencies? You'd have the whole season, then number one plays number two in a English Premier League Super Bowl. Everyone makes $1 billion from the ads and the concessions and the games. Like, why are we depriving ourselves of this?
I just don't even know if that's better, though, because now there are so many games, like, there's so many mini Super Bowls throughout the season. Like, when Liverpool plays Man City, it's almost like they call that the championship. But then at some point, like, Nottingham Forest will play Chelsea, and, like, that result is going to dictate who above them gets some. I don't know. I think it makes more sense because more of the games mean something. There's not any throwaway games.
Well, college football used to do this. They used to just play a regular season, and then there was a poll, not even a fucking record. It was like, coaches decide who's the best team. There's two 12-0 teams. All right, let's vote on who's better. And then, like, that's 10 crazy. Years ago, they're like, let's make a college football playoffs. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And now it's just 4-1 and 2-3, and the winners play each other, and everybody watches it, and everybody's into it, and it's a lot
better. Yeah,
that's
definitely better.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they do have that with the FA Cup. Yeah. The FA Cup is exactly that.
And the Champions League is that, yeah.
Yeah.
But how exciting is the Champions League, where it's like the home and the away and the goal difference? Cup. Yeah. We need a Premier League Cup.
That's the Carabao.
$5 billion here.
That is the Carabao Cup.
But I don't care about the Carabao.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Nobody's watching the Carabao. Who won the Carabao last year?
Last year, the Carabao. City. I think City won the Carabao Cup last year.
You think, but you don't know because it wasn't the Super Bowl. You know who won the Premier League? Because that's a big freaking deal.
It was all because it's always City.
Yeah. Then we agree.
Yeah.
All right. Something to think about. But at least the Spurs won.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Good job, everybody. Thanks for watching.
3 points.
Thanks to you guys for winning. We all did it together.
Come on,
Spurs. And sorry to all the Aston Villa fans we have watching this. The Aston Villains. Do they call them the Sussat?
They do call themselves the Villains.
That's awesome. Yeah. Kind of like Aston Villa. The jersey and the being called a villain.
Yeah. And I mean, they're definitely a fun side.
Yeah.
They are a fun side. I don't like when they play Tottenham, but I like the Villains. I like Ollie Watkins. Yeah.
It's also fun to say Aston Villa. Isn't that like a car or something? Aston Martin. Is it the same Aston?
Yeah. It's the same Aston.
It's Sean Aston, right?
He had a villa and then he also had a Martin.
God, one day I wish I had at least one of those things. All right. Bye, everybody. Later.